Michaels Optical in Atascadero would like to remind you to check your insurance and HSA accounts in order to take advantage of your end-of-the-year benefits that may still be available to you and your family. We know it's a busy time of the year as we do our holiday shopping and plan our New Year celebrations. However, we don't want you to miss out on your health care benefit. Be sure to stop by our office. Michaels Optical has a registration box where you can enter to win a gift certificate for $250 to be used for a new pair of eyewear. No obligation. Just come by to see our beautiful selection of designer eyewear and fill out an entry. Michael and Kathy Nutt would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and thank you for your support since we opened our doors in 1979. And if it's time for a new look for the new year, take advantage of the VIP program that offers special savings at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Yeah, it does.
Hi, I'm Mike Yam with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 16 of the NFL season came to a close Monday night in Indianapolis with the Niners beating the Colts 48-27. Niners quarterback Brock Purdy threw for 295 yards to go along with five touchdowns in the win. Elsewhere, Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf has been suspended for two games without pay for initiating a physical confrontation with a fan during Sunday's win against the Lions. He plans to appeal the suspension. Bills quarterback Josh Allen considered day-to-day with a foot injury he sustained in Sunday's victory over the Browns, but expects to play this Sunday against the Eagles. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson also considered day-to-day with a significant back contusion, which he suffered during the loss to the Patriots on Sunday night. An MRI confirmed no additional damage was detected, which is certainly good news for him. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Take that list and head on over to the most complete camping and clothing headquarters in the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. With a wide assortment of Carhartt jackets and vests, as well as lined flannel shirts and women's Outback jackets. And the D&J last-minute stocking stuffer, Levi's 501s, only $54.95. And, of course, gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
San Miguel Fire Department receives grant for new equipment. City of Paso Robles releases findings from Economic Outlook Survey. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, highs in the low 60s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The San Miguel Fire Department announced that it has received a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The department says this will go to the purchasing of new extrication stabilization equipment and hazard advanced alerting systems. This is known as the Rescue 42 Junior and HASS systems, the department says, used to safely rescue crash victims trapped inside a vehicle. The HASS system provides advanced notification to drivers utilizing a navigation system that emergency vehicles are on their route. This can be vital in preventing serious injuries and delays. Data shows that 42% of people who were killed in crashes were alive when first responders arrived. San Miguel Fire Chief Scott Young said, quote, "We are incredibly grateful for this grant, which will allow us to purchase state-of-the-art rescue tools and technology in addition to providing training to first responders, which is critical for the care of people injured in crashes." The annual Mass held on Chapel Hill in Chandon for Christmas Eve has been canceled due to the predicted rain forecast. The Clark family wishes a Merry Christmas to all. City of Paso Robles releases findings from 2025 Business, Climate, and Economic Outlook Survey. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The City of Paso Robles has released the results of its 2025 Business, Climate, and Economic Outlook Survey. This survey was distributed to all active city business license holders and serves as a key action item within the city's economic development strategic plan. The city says that confidence in the local business climate in Paso Robles remains strong according to the survey, significantly higher than conditions statewide. Businesses, however, have a more cautious outlook according to the city, citing rising operating costs, workforce pressures, and broader economic uncertainty. Businesses are facing higher rent, insurance, and utilities rates, and are facing challenges in hiring qualified employees. The survey also says there is a moderate but improving satisfaction rate with city support and communication. The full survey is available now on the city's website. With an anticipated winter storm on the way, the City of Paso Robles has taken preemptive measures to mitigate or reduce potential flooding where possible. The city is also informing the public that if they wish to prepare sandbags to protect private property, they have made sand available at the City Streets Yard, located at 1220 Paso Robles Street. Empty sandbags can be purchased from Farm Supply, Site One Hardscape Center, Blake's Hardware, Lowe's, and Burt Industrial Supply. For further guidance on disaster preparedness, you can visit the City of Paso Robles Emergency Services website. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has released another issue of its monthly newsletter, Paso Proud. Here are some of the highlights. Superintendent Jennifer Loftus announced that the aquatics complex is slated to open in March 2026. In addition to a new cosmetology center, Loftus also announced the school district will explore additional pathways for cybersecurity and a redesigned agriculture pathway for career readiness. The issue also highlights the accomplishments of Georgia Brown's robotics team in its inaugural year. The teams will compete in the state competition in Irvine. Interested community members who wish to donate to assist in expenses should contact Mr. Ewing at jpewing@pasoschools.org. The district will be on winter break December 22nd to January 2nd. CHP will be entering its holiday enforcement period starting at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, December 24th, ending just before midnight on Sunday, December 28th. CHP encourages drivers to slow down, allow extra following distance, and remain alert for hazards while driving to help everyone get home safely for the holidays. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the 49ers beat the Colts 48-27. On Thursday, the Commanders will face the Cowboys, the Lions will go against the Vikings, and the Broncos will face the Chiefs. In the NBA, yesterday the Warriors beat the Magic 120-97, the Celtics over the Pacers 103-95, the Thunder beat the Grizzlies 119-103, the Pistons over the Trailblazers 110-102. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Suns, the Kings will go against the Pistons, and the Clippers will face the Rockets. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Heavy rains throughout the state causing flooding issues in the mountains of Northern California, prompting evacuation warnings for those in the burn areas of Los Angeles. Kim Wheeler is with NOAA.
The potential is definitely there for a couple of mudslides, debris flows, particularly in areas that have seen wildfires in recent history.
A swimmer remains missing after a possible shark attack near Lovers Point in Pacific Grove. The incident occurring over the weekend. Authorities say two people saw a shark shortly before the 55-year-old woman disappeared. Betty Reese Suskin has died at the age of 104. She was the nation's oldest park ranger and was already in her 80s when she began working at the World War II Homefront National Historical Park in Richmond, California in 2011. She worked as a file clerk during World War II.
A young woman of color, I could have been either working in agriculture or I could had been a domestic servant. Working in a Jim Crow Union Hall was a step up.
Suskin retired from the Park Service in 2022. Jeff Scott, California News.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
So you need last-minute gifts. No judgment. Get an extra 25% off during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and find great gifts under $20, like something cozy, something thoughtful, something that says, you planned this all along. Yep, you're just one quick trip away from checking off the last gifts on your list. Save now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Around here, community isn't just something we say, it's something we live. When you shop with us, you're choosing real food from local people, supporting the farmers, bakers, and families who make this place home. Next time you're in, let us know what you think. Drop a suggestion in one of our comment boxes and let us know how we can make your shopping experience the best. For the holiday, we are featuring USDA Choice Creekstone Farm Standing Rib Roast, $13.99 a pound. And fresh from the butcher, we have thick cut hardwood smoked bacon, $5.99 a pound. We also have 80% lean ground beef, just $4.99 a pound. In our produce department, we have 5-pound bag russet potatoes, just 79 cents a bag. Sweet blueberries, just $2.99 for a 1-pound package. Also in the produce department, we have 3-pound bag of tangerines, just $2.49 a bag. In our service deli, hot and ready self-serve bar, just $7.99 a pound. Valley Fresh Market is located off Del Rio exit in Atascadero. It's real food from local people. See our ads at valleyfreshmarkets.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The California Farm Bureau unveiled a new philanthropic initiative, Giving Back with Farm Bureau, during its 107th annual meeting in Anaheim. The hands-on project brought together Farm Bureau members and event attendees to assemble 1,000 backpacks filled with school supplies, learning materials, and healthy snacks. The backpacks were donated to OC Fair and Event Center, Centennial Farm in Costa Mesa for distribution to local children. Supporting our communities has always been an important part of Farm Bureau's mission, said California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas. This effort reflects that commitment, helping ensure children have the tools they need to succeed in school. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, having a massive inventory liquidation sale now through December 24th, making way for K. John's designs coming in the new year. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s. South winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Could see some gusts at over 40 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about an inch of rain overnight. Lows in the mid-50s. South winds at 22 to 30 miles per hour. Rain early tomorrow morning, then remaining cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. South winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Thursday with an inch of rain. Showers on Friday. Mostly sunny on Saturday. Partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday. Cloudy on Tuesday with a 30% chance of showers. Upper 50s Thursday, continuing into the weekend, and Monday next week, 62 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, liquidating their entire inventory now through Christmas Eve, making way for their new K. John's collection. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Trump administration will begin cracking down on those who default on their student loans. Starting early next year, seizing the pay of people in default, making it the first wave of new wage garnishments since the pandemic. The Education Department telling the Washington Post it's going to notify about 1,000 defaulted borrowers the week of January 7th. And after that, notices will be sent to larger numbers of borrowers each month. There are about 5.3 million borrowers who had not made payments on their federal student loans for at least 360 days as of the end of June, according to the latest data available from the Education Department. Many of them were in default before the federal government stopped collecting defaulted loans because of the pandemic. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Us at Ewalt & Son Aqua Engineering wish you a very Merry Christmas and the happiest and healthiest of New Years. Please join us in saying a prayer for our servicemen and women keeping our country safe, and don't forget our veterans as well. May God bless and keep America safe for us all. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at Ewalt & Son Aqua Engineering.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
The Blueprinter and Graphics in Pass Rubbles for all your blueprinting needs. Not only construction drawings, the Blueprinter and Graphics, they specialize in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much, much more. So bring it all to the Blueprinter and Graphics on the corner of 4th and Spring in Pass Rubbles. They're open weekdays 8:30 to 5.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso. And want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers review are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the Old West, men and horses were called upon to perform great feats, but no man and horse did more in a short period of time than John Phillips and a big gray thoroughbred. It was a cold December in 1866. Fort Phil Kearny was being harassed by Red Cloud and his band of Sioux. On the 21st of December, Captain John Fetterman and 80 men left the fort to chase after a small group of Indians. The Indians were decoys, and Fetterman's command was ambushed and killed. It was necessary for someone to travel to Horseshoe Station, 190 miles away, and telegraph Fort Laramie for reinforcements. That responsibility fell on John Phillips. He wasn't a member of the military, but a local prospector who had brought his family into the fort for protection. Wearing a buffalo coat to protect him from the severe cold and riding a big gray thoroughbred, John started on the trip. Hiding during the daylight hours, John still ran into war parties, but the long-legged thoroughbred was able to outrun the smaller Indian ponies. On December 24th, John arrived at Horseshoe Station, but they were unable to send a telegraph to Laramie because the telegraph line was down. Jumping back on his horse, he rode the remaining 40 miles to Fort Laramie. A Christmas party was in progress when John arrived. A half-frozen John Phillips entered the hall, told his story, and collapsed on the floor. Early Christmas Day, a column headed for Fort Kearny. Although at the time, no one thought the 230-mile ride from Fort Kearny to Fort Laramie was anything more than a long, cold ride, shortly afterward, it reached the level of myth. a man and horse enduring devastating weather and wild Sioux to save a beleaguered garrison. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Need inspiration for holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories, gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including Christmas and New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Happy holidays from Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The City of Paso Robles has released the results of its 2025 Business Climate and Economic Outlook Survey, available now on the city's website. The city notes that while confidence in local business climate is strong, businesses themselves have a more cautious outlook, citing rising operating costs, workforce pressures, and broader economic uncertainty. The San Miguel Fire Department announced that it has received a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety to purchase new equipment. This includes a new extrication stabilization equipment and hazard advanced alerting systems, both used to assist in emergencies for rescuing crash victims. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The holiday travel rush is underway. A record 8 million Americans are expected to fly before year end, and they may face some headaches. Fox Business's Kelly Siberry is at Chicago O'Hare International Airport.
Right now, we're looking at a little bit over 700 delays and about 50 cancellations. So things aren't looking great. The airport is in full swing. Now with the kids off, these lines are really long.
Now, Senator Rand Paul releasing his annual Festivus report on government spending.
Included in the report is $1 million for, quote, teaching teenage ferrets to binge drink alcohol, and $2.9 million to study the effects of screen time on parent-child relationships. Paul has released the report for several years to raise questions about how the government is spending taxpayer dollars.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, Lindsay from K. John's Jewelry Company. For as long as we've been here, there's been one principle guiding us: treat people with honesty and respect. That's why we never discount. We've always believed that pricing jewelry fairly, every single day, is the right thing to do. No inflated margins, no pretending something is a deal, just integrity. But now we're entering one of the biggest moments in our history, and we want to share it with you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K-Johns to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. To make room for this new chapter, we're liquidating our entire current inventory. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, experience more than just a sale. It's a thank you from our family to yours. A thank you for every visit, every story shared, every moment you've trusted us to be a part of. And this is your chance to take home something truly special at prices we'll never offer again. We're so grateful for the decades of support you've given us, and we can't wait to show you what comes next. K-Johns Jewelry Company, where every piece begins with gratitude.
Hi, it's Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In season, we have strawberries, leafy greens, avocados, oranges, winter squash, honey, meat, flowers, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays. We are open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous. Check out our social media for day of updates.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Well, we're going to get rain later tonight into tomorrow morning, but today, generally cloudy. Highs in the low 60s, and tonight and overnight, lows in the low 50s. Again, 100% chance of rain, and then a 70% chance of rain through a lot of your Wednesday with highs just around 60 degrees. That's your Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, well, about a 90% chance of rain, upper 50s. Could get some showers Friday morning, and the highs should be in the upper 50s. Saturday, sunshine for a little bit, upper 50s with some clouds Sunday and Monday, and maybe some a.m. showers, only about a 30% a week from today, low 60s. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:10 a.m., 4:55 p.m., and we are one better, 51 degrees this hour. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trensic Series windows and the doors. All right, coming up this afternoon, Barry has a couple of the Tuesdays off, as everybody else does regarding the shows during the week. And let's see here. To this afternoon, we will have a Christmas carol and also a miracle on 34th Street. That's between 12 and 2. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. They'll be there for you, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL.
Boy, it's gone nuts at Christmas on that jolly holiday. I'll go in the red like a knucklehead, cause I'll squander all my pay. Oh, it's gone nuts at Christmas, shopping sure drives me berserk. On the day before, I'll rush in a store like a poor bewildered jerk. I look at nightgowns for my wife, those black ones trimmed in red. But I won't know her size, and so she'll get a carpet sweeper instead. Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas when each kid hangs up his sock. It's a time for kids to flip their lids while their papa goes in hock.
All right, the famous Yogi Jorgensen, I just go nuts at Christmas, where the mention of a Gabriel heater is in that song, and people have asked through the years, who was Gabriel Heater? Well, Gabriel Heater at the time would have been the equivalent of Mr. Paul Harvey. So, little history for you there from the radio end. All right, let's see here on the emails. Personal protection. My daughter lives in San Diego. She always carries pepper spray and a taser, especially whenever she goes for a walk. Okay, good for her. That should be in shopping centers and so forth and everywhere. On the text, let's see here. This has to do with about what age did you realize there was no Santas? So it says here, I had three big brothers. Santa ended early for me. Okay, well, as I mentioned, you know, I had an older brother and sister, and I don't recall them ever saying anything about there not being a Santa. Certainly, if it would have been any of them, it would have been my sister. My brother was pretty good. Well, not pretty good. He's the best brother ever. I don't think he would have done that. My sister would have, just because I was her younger brother and a pain in the neck, according to her. So, anyway. So the question came up this morning, when do most kids, you know, realize what the real deal is? Well, most kids learn the truth about Santa between 7 and 8. And that's when their logical thinking develops, but it varies. Some figure it out earlier, 4 to 6, and others much later, 14 plus. Chris, if you were somebody you knew 14 plus still thinking there really was, would you have concerns for that person for later in life?
I think I'd just leave them alone. They can they can believe what they want. It's okay.
All right. Well, that's fair. Okay. Well, it's funny here because after the text, it says others often learning from their peers or older siblings. Well, of course. You know, I'm guessing again, I don't remember, you know, mom and dad telling my brother or sister, hey, don't tell the little runt that it doesn't exist. Okay. But the logical questions, and again, you figure it out. It says peer sibling, older children often reveal the truth, which can lead to a feeling of betrayal. Parents often transition the narrative spirit of Santa when questions arise, making it a shared realization rather than a sudden loss. Okay, according to this, the best approach, follow your child's lead. When they start questioning, it's time to guide them gently toward the idea that Santa represents the spirit of giving, preserving the magic while acknowledging the reality. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I can agree with that. There's one thing of just outright saying, okay, you got me, Santa's not real, it was all a lie. And another thing of saying, you know, well, yeah, he's not real, but it's fun to sort of play around with the idea.
Right. And again, preserving the magic and the I think important here is what it represents. The spirit of giving and the spirit of the season and so forth, because we know that there was a St. Nicholas. We certainly, you know, are aware of that. And then the Santa. So, yeah, it's a good time of the year. I mean, you get into the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, and everything else. And remember, it's the spirit of the particular season and so forth that we preserve and that we all like. Let's see here on the email, Santa. Move from Holland to the U.S. when 8 years old. Santa looked a lot different in America. Didn't believe it anymore. Well, do expand on that. Why did Santa look different in the United States than in Holland? What would be the... I guess we'd have to go back and the Santa... Well, of course, we're in the United States, so we think of Santa because of Coca-Cola, right? The red suit. I don't know another part. You know what? Now that I think of it, okay, so that would have been in the, I forget what years, Chris, because that was part of the little trivia thing. I don't remember if I gave a year.
You probably did, but I don't remember it, truthfully.
I don't remember it either. So, okay, so depictions of Santa, let's just say before, well, Coke, as far as we know, as far as the commercialization, probably in the 1920s, I'm guessing, but around the world. So what did Santa have? A blue suit? Did he have a green suit? Did he have the beard? So the person who from Holland who sent this in, they're in the United States now, but so what did Santa look like?
I can imagine maybe, you know, all those could be true, but also the look that was popularized by Coca-Cola is probably what it was. Maybe Santa was drawn, you know, with the red suit and the beard beforehand, but the marketing campaign with Coca-Cola is what popularized it. I can imagine that be the case.
Yeah, but it's funny that I don't recall ever seeing a picture other than Santa in red. I don't know. Well, maybe somebody knows. So we'll find out here sooner or later. Maybe I'll check with my brother, my friend Al. Hi, good morning.
Well, I'm the Dutch girl that sent you that email.
Okay.
So, in Holland, Santa came by ship on a big white horse. He was very tall and very trim and had a beautiful red long suit that went all the way down to his ankles. Looked really nice, had the high hat, kind of like a priest would wear, the tall ones. And he had his helpers with him that were called Sleutelpeeps. Those were black, they had black face on, probably not allowed anymore. And they were his helpers. They're the ones that ran the gifts to your house. And came here and you got a roly-poly fat guy. Anyway, that was the end of my belief.
Well, of course, in the United States, Santa would have been on the American diet, so that's why he got fat.
That's correct.
Okay,
not too much of a difference.
Does Santa still look like the same Santa back in Holland when you were younger?
Yes, he does. I've seen pictures. He's the same, still has his helpers. I still think the traditions are the same. They didn't come down chimneys. You got we had a laundry basket that I always recognized, which I thought was interesting, but we'd have a knock on the door. Could be any time in the evening, and there would be a basket full of presents.
So you didn't have a tree?
Yeah, we had a tree.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we had a tree. No fireplace. We had a coal stove, so a little hard for Santa to get down. He didn't have reindeer. Like I said, his helpers came. I mean, he went, I remember sitting on his lap. We did go to different places and he'd be there.
Were you leery of the new American Santa?
I just remember thinking he was funny looking. I thought, oh, this is Santa? I remember in my little mind, I couldn't believe that. I thought, well, what happened? Doesn't look anything like him. So this is a fake Santa, and the one in Holland's real.
Okay. Well, Holland came before the United States, so that's only fair.
Yeah, I think so. And the other one just seemed more real. I remember it was big pageantry day when he came into the harbor, you know, there'd be lots and lots of people there as he came on the ship and he was sitting on his white horse and yeah, it was pretty doggone cool.
And is Christmas in Holland as commercialized as it is in the United States?
Well, I was only 8 years old, so I don't know.
Okay.
I could not answer. I know that, this is the way I remember in my 8-year-old mind that we celebrated the gift opening on a different day than Christmas Day. And for some reason in my mind, I have December 5, that was the gift opening. And then the Christmas Day was more of a reverence to Christ our Lord and his birth and going to church and being with family and having dinners, opening gifts at the relatives' homes.
Okay. Well, do you remember a specific gift that you got when you were a kid?
Not in Holland, but I remember our first Christmas in America, and that we had the tree and the gifts, and there's five of us kids. I was the youngest. And my older brother thought it would be fun to see what all of us try to peek into our presents and see what it might be. And we did that. Parents weren't home. And I remember peeking in one. I just took the tape off of one end, and I could see a red stuffed animal inside there. And that ended up being my favorite gift for a long time.
Did you know what it was, though, when you saw the color of it?
I knew it was squishy, the way it was even wrapped. So I knew it was some kind of stuffed animal. We had to leave most of our toys and everything behind when we left Holland. They couldn't bring it all. We got to pick out a favorite doll. And I guess the boys had some of their favorite gifts. But we had, my husband walked in. I lost my train of thought. You know, he wanted me to tell you that my brother in Holland did get coal one Christmas because he was so bad all the time. He was probably a lot like you. He was always getting in trouble, and he got his wooden shoe with coal in it.
You know what? I have to tell you, that's the first time in all these years that I've ever heard somebody say that they knew somebody who actually got a coal for Christmas.
My brother deserved it, believe me.
Well, he should be proud of himself. He's among the few. Because usually during the course of the year, you can work your way out of getting that coal.
Yeah, especially come November, December.
Oh, yeah, November, December. I mean, you're on your best behavior even. You know, I'm even doing homework.
You are so correct. That's funny. I forgot about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's fun. I'm glad you shared that with us. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, and I love your specials. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. That's very nice of you to say. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. Let's see here. Old pictures of Santa. Well, that wouldn't do any good on radio. Let's see here. On the text, good morning, Merry Christmas. Over the Cambria Pines light show, they have an amazing tribute display of different countries and their portrayals of Santa. Really interesting and educational. They were all very different and some kind. Well, I did a little thing here. No, Santa always wasn't in red. His colors varied by region, green, blue, brown. But the jolly red suit became iconic after Coca-Cola's 1930s ad. It standardized the look, building on earlier depictions by artists like Thomas Nast, who also used red, and linking to St. Nicholas bishop robes. All right. So before Coca-Cola, Santa or Father Christmas appeared in many colors. As I mentioned, the green, blue, brown, and even tan, reflecting different European traditions. Well, of course, that makes sense. All right. The original figure of St. Nicholas was a bishop who wore red and white that influenced the later depictions, particularly here in the United States. And we'll go back to the Coca-Cola effect. They hired an artist, Haddon Sunbloom, for their winter ads. Sunbloom's warm, plump, friendly Santa in red and white cemented the image as the global standard, though he was drawing from existing traditions. Well, I'm not so sure that it's a global standard. Just in the United States, we tend to think that it's our way or nobody's way. So it would hard to imagine seeing Santa not in the red and being tall and thin, wouldn't it, Chris?
A little bit, yes.
It would almost be like Kramer, again, referring to Seinfeld when he was a mall Santa in one of the crazy episodes of the idiot, him and that his small guy friend, he was the elf. That stuff is hilarious, absolutely hilarious. I'm trying to think of the best Santa in, well, film or television. Maybe the Kramer one, and then I would have to also say the Dan Aykroyd in Trading Places. I can't think of... Oh, wait a minute, Christmas Story. Doesn't that Santa get mean at the mall or something? I forget. Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't seen A Christmas Story.
Okay. Yeah, I can't remember if that one got mean at the mall with the kid or something like that, but the Dan Aykroyd one was classic, stuffing the salmon into his suit while he's drunk and everything else. So, all right, because today we are celebrating a holiday, so to speak, folks, and it was part of the trivia question. It was the, or is, this is Festivus, celebrated on December 23rd. And again, it did not originate from the Seinfeld show. It actually goes back by author and editor Daniel O'Keefe, the father of television writer Dan O'Keefe, and was celebrated by his family as early as 1966. The Latin word festivus means excellent, jovial, and lively. And derives from joyous holiday feast day. Festivus, in this sense, was coined by the elder O'Keefe. According to him, the name just popped into his head. In the original O'Keefe tradition, the holiday would take place to celebrate the anniversary of the first date with his future wife, Deborah. And the phrase of Festivus for the rest of us originally referred to those remaining after the death of the elder O'Keefe's mother, who passed away in 1976. Now, Daniel O'Keefe wrote a book, Stolen Lightning, The Social Theory of Magic That Deals with Rituals and Its Social Significance and so forth. But anyway, from all of that, when you watch Seinfeld and see the episode, The Festivus, it did originate back in as early as 1966 from the writer, the son's writer, Dan O'Keefe, for the episode in 1997, The Strike. So there is such a thing there as, and again, it makes me want to watch that thing. Now, it says here that O'Keefe was initially reluctant to insert his family tradition into this episode, but the executive producers learned of the bizarre holiday. They soon became curious, then enthusiastic, then insisted that it be included in the episode, and it is just, it's fun. It's one of those, like any of our favorite shows, you can watch the same things over and over again, and you know what's coming, but you're still going to laugh. That's a sign of pretty darn good comedy. Let's see here. I'll try to get to this one and see if I can present this. Okay, yeah, the different images of Santa on this one, they kind of mostly look the same from the ones that I got here. And then a Dutch picture. And, okay, the Dutch picture that was sent to me, it looks more like a bishop, because the hat is pointed.
In any of them, is he lacking the beard? Because I can imagine him lacking the suit, but is the beard always present?
In all of these pictures that I have received, yes, he does have the beard. He does have the beard, but most of them have the regular Santa hat, except this one, the Dutch, where he is in. It looks like a bishop's hat. Actually, it looks pretty nice, too. All right, folks. Well, that's going to do it, at least for this. We will be back tomorrow, by the way. And we start our specials this afternoon at noon.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The annual mass held on Chapel Hill in Chandon for Christmas Eve has been canceled due to the predicted rain forecast. The Clark family wishes a Merry Christmas to all. Passerville's Joint Unified School District has released another issue of its monthly newsletter, Paso Proud. In it, Superintendent Jennifer Loftus announced the Aquatics Complex is slated to open March 6, 2026. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, we've got our special starting, as I mentioned, A Christmas Carol, the original radio version in the 12, and in the 1, the original radio version of Miracle on 34th Street. No, enjoy that and enjoy your day and watch out for that rain. Be careful. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business, keep that cash local, and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.